Sprint presents Lie Detector. Kyle and Audrey have been hooked up to a lie detector. Let's see who's telling the truth and who's lying.
I have iPhone Forever from Sprint, so I never have to wait to get the newest iPhone.
I don't have iPhone Forever from Sprint, so it's 15 months until I can upgrade to the new iPhone 6S. But I don't mind waiting. And I'm not jealous of your new iPhone either. Honestly, I'm not lying.
Get the fire extinguisher!
On second thought, can I just switch to Sprint?
The world's best offer on iPhone 6S. Get iPhone 6S as low as $1 a month when you trade in your iPhone 6. And with iPhone Forever, get a new iPhone every year forever.
Offer not available everywhere. Includes 21-month lease, no security deposit. Excludes taxes, subject to well-qualified credit. New line port at $36 activation fee. Requires smartphone trade-in. Regular $22 a month. iPhone Forever's lease upgrade eligibility does not guarantee monthly payment amount, phone selection, or plan rates. Service is additional charge. Remaining lease payments due if service canceled. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com.
Cubs fans, this is it. Cubs, Cardinals, bitter rivals, now facing off in the NLDS. Keep it on the score for all the latest on this historic series on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Cubs playoff talk on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, we are WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2. Chicago. Scoreboard update.
It's 3:59 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. John Lester will take the mound for the Cubs tonight in their first ever postseason series against the Cardinals. Manager Joe Maddon says he's not worried about managing against Mike Matheny despite the Cardinals' record this year.
I mean, game in progress. It's just, again, you have to, it's not just him, it's every team you play against. You're attempting to at least guess what the other guy might do, but playing 19 times in a year and all the information out there, it's hard to really be surprised by anything, and he's not going to be surprised by anything that I do. The one word that comes to mind with me about him is consistency. I see him as being rock solid, and I think the team reflects that.
John Lackey will be on the hill for the Cardinals. He's got a career ERA of 3.08 in the postseason, but just 1.93 at Busch. First pitch tonight at 5:45. Joe Maddon said yesterday that Kyle Hendricks will pitch Game 2 tomorrow. Jake Arrieta will get the ball in Game 3 at Wrigley on Monday. Jason Hamill could go in Game 4, but Maddon says that depends on whether he uses Hamill out of the bullpen before them. Three other games in postseason play this afternoon. Toronto and Texas tied up at 4 in the bottom of the 13th. Houston leads Kansas City 4-2 in the top of the 4th in Game 2 of the AL. DS. Colby Rasmus 2-for-2 with a double and a home run in that game and two RBIs. Mets and Dodgers have the late game tonight. Jacob DeGrom and Clayton Kershaw will go in that one. Bears held their final practice today before heading to KC to take on the Chiefs Sunday. Lots of guys on the injury report this week. Kicker or punter Pat O'Donnell is probable. 13 players are questionable, among them Jimmy Clausen, Jay Cutler, Alshon Jeffrey, Kyle Long, Shea McClellan, and Pernell McPhee. Antro Roll is doubtful. Jermond Bushrod is out. Elsewhere in the league, the Bills, LeSean McCoy and Carlos Williams are ruled out for Sunday. Sammy Watkins is questionable. Brian Hoyer will start for the Texans in Week 6. Marshawn Lynch out for Sunday's matchup with the Bengals. And Corey Crawford gets a start and goal tonight as the Hawks take on the Islanders in Brooklyn. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Del Frisco Steakhouse, Chicago's baseball's favorite restaurant. And be there when the Chicago Wolves open their season at home Saturday, October 10th at the Allstate Arena against the Milwaukee Admirals. For more information about great hockey in a family-friendly environment, visit ChicagoWolves.com. Chicago Wolves, hungry for more. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the home for the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Chiefs game and continuing with coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. For tickets, visit NUSports.com.
Boars and Bernstein.
Hello there.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
At 4:03, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score, Boars and Bernstein.
It is time for us to find out exactly what is going on at the site of the baseball game that comes your way in just under a couple hours. David Schuster joins us on the Grossinger Lincoln Wood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. What's happening, Shu?
Well, right now, it's an optional batting practice for the Cubs, but it sure looks like everyone is participating, so that's sort of interesting because they haven't really been doing that lately, but it's probably the wise thing to do because they haven't played here recently, and it's a good chance just to get used to the ballpark. So, like I said, it looks like most of the Cubs players are taking batting practice today. some really good actualities. I'm going to play from Joe Maddon in just a second. Not much real intrigue as far as the two lineups go. Initially, Joe Maddon came up with a lineup that had Schwarber in left field and Coughlin in right. He admitted he made a mistake when he initially put that together. So he switched it around. He's got Schwarber in right field. He's got Coughlin, who is playing tonight. By the way, he's 8-for-17 in his career against John Lackey, so that's obviously the reason why he's in there. They said he just wanted to put where he thinks the ball's going to go more, and obviously against the left-handed pitcher, you would think that the ball's going to be pulled more to left field. So that's why Coughlin is in left field tonight. As far as the Cardinals go, no real intrigue there. They're as healthy as I guess they've been now for the last month. Molina will be behind the plate. Mike Matheny said that he feels that he's as good as he can be at this point coming off that injury. So he's out there. Matt Holliday's in left field. So it's a pretty formidable lineup that Joe Maddon is trotting out against his pitcher, John Lester, tonight. I want to play a couple actualities because Joe Maddon is just absolute gold. He loosens up everybody, and that includes the media, which is not an easy thing to do. The first thing I want to play from him, you know, he obviously has just gone on and on and on about being a Cardinal fan growing up. You know, even though he was in Pennsylvania, he just continually ad nauseum talks about being a Cardinal fan, and he says it's very special for him to be the manager of the Cubs the first time the Cubs are playing the Cardinals in the playoffs.
I speak with reverence about that particular group in the 60s. The Cardinals in the 60s were my group. They were absolutely my group. So when I get a chance to meet them, it's reverent for me. I mean, I really, really enjoy that. And then beyond that, it's unbelievable that it's the first time that we're facing each other like this. And that to me is pretty special, to be involved in that first meeting from the other side now that I am a Cub, and I'm really relishing the fact that I am. Moving forward, it's just kind of crazy how the paths cross at an eventual moment within your lifetime, but I'm really fortunate. I feel fortunate to be in this moment.
And one more from him, if I can. Again, if you're around Joe Maddon, I've been for all the season, just things go off into tangents, and someone asked him about his early days as a minor league manager, and Dan, you might be able to identify more so with this, when he managed in Peoria as a young manager in the minor league, and he worked for Pete Finocchio, and so many things about that area were special to him, including Steak and Shake, one of the original Steaks and Shakes down in that area. He waxed poetic about everything, and then someone further asked him, well, what was the thing that you ordered at Steak and Shake?
I like Tahoma Sack. I mean, first of all, I mean, who came up with that?
Right.
That's pure genius. It's just a regular double, you know, double with everything. There's one not far now from my home in Tampa. So late night when you're in trouble, just go Tahoma Sack.
Thank you.
The fries are fabulous, too. I can't do the milkshakes. I'm lactose intolerant. Although at the time, younger, I used to challenge that component. I always lost.
And that's one of the beauties about being around Joe Maddon all season. You have no idea what sometimes will pop up in conversation with him. He keeps everybody loose, and that includes the media.
I'm sorry our paths did not cross in the Midwest League, that he had left the Peoria Chiefs by the time I got to the Midwest League. So it would have been fun, because I bet he was just a hoot to be around then.
He's just a hoot to be around, period. Like I said, he keeps the clubhouse, which, by the way, yesterday, we weren't able to get in there today, but I was in there yesterday, even though some of those guys looked like they still had, they were hungover from the night before partying in Pittsburgh and on the plane. It's just a very loose atmosphere around this guy, and he's worth his weight in gold. He is definitely, in my mind, and I'm sure it'll end up being the National League Manager of the Year. There are other good candidates, but I don't think there's any question that Joe Maddon will be the National League Manager of the Year, and he's just a fun guy to be around.
You know, what's funny, too, is that that all this time he spent with Mike Scioscia, he doesn't manage like Mike Scioscia. That's the thing about him. Even though I'm not saying Scioscia isn't a successful manager, Shue, it's just that he is not a numbers guy. I mean, that's part of the clash they had at the Angels, where Joe, who works with them all those years, is a numbers guy. So maybe, I don't know if he was doing that for him. All I know is that Scioscia most of the time doesn't want to hear about it.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't always go by the book, obviously. I think tonight he is, though, with Coughlin playing left field. Again, 8-for-17, lifetime against John Lackey. But he's a riverboat gambler, so maybe he's in the right area, you know, for this series right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he takes chances. And, you know, he reminds me a little bit, not exactly, but a little bit of Don Zimmer that year that the Cubs made the playoffs, where he did everything right with some strange twist in the regular season. And then, unfortunately, it backfired in the postseason. But so far, with the one game under his belt so far here in the playoffs, Joe Maddon has just done a fantastic job.
What's interesting is that when he left the Peoria Chiefs, the next manager there was Pete McCannon, who ended up being a major league manager. And after that, it was Jim Tracy, who ended up
rehired,
being a major league manager. Yeah, so it's the cradle of managers at that point, just sort of glancing around here. But it looks like he's keeping things simple with the lineup tonight. We were talking to Ron Coomer about it, but there's no real surprises other than the fact that he screwed up the penciling in his outfielders.
Yeah, again, no surprise. Again, if anybody wants to raise an eye about Coughlin, you know, this is the third time I'm saying this. He is 8-for-17 lifetime against Lackey, so I'm sure that's the reason he's in there.
Yeah, but
you know this guy.
I hate that, too, because that, I mean, 17 is not, it's just not enough to know if, there's no meaning in that number. I know people do that, but there's absolutely no statistical value in that particular number with 17.
I would agree with you on that, but, you know, obviously that is what he's falling back on, and, you know, he's putting his faith in the fact that Coughlin has had some success against Lackey in the past and probably knows how Lackey pitches more so than maybe some other people do. So he's, you know, more familiar with him, maybe more than anybody else. So that's probably the reason why he's out there for the most part. But, again, no intrigue with the lineup. Obviously, David Ross is out there. He was asked, and rightfully so, about John Lester. I mean, he had all those problems earlier in the season about holding runners at first base and not even being able to throw over to first base. And he knows that the Cardinals are going to try once again. I mean, Lester has picked off somebody recently at towards the end of the season and has done a better job of that. But you know the Cardinals are going to try and take advantage of that. And that's where, you know, he also fell back on David Ross has just done a fantastic job, which he has, of holding guys himself, you know, towards the bases and throwing guys out. So he really credits David Ross for doing a fine job, as he should, with John Lester this season.
Any weather issues today?
Yeah, it was raining a little bit, sprinkling a little bit earlier on. It's nowhere near as warm today as it was yesterday. I don't think we saw the sun at all, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be dry, you know, throughout the game. Temperature somewhere in the low to mid-60s. So not horrible weather, just not as nice as it was yesterday or will be as nice as it is tomorrow.
And this is also one of those times, correct me if I'm wrong, Shu, where you don't care if it's 5 hours.
Right? There's another game tomorrow, Terry. There's nowhere for me to go home. I'm just going back to the hotel. Or maybe I'll go out on the town tonight.
That's exactly right. So I figure I never cared. I'm at home, yes. I would like to be over snappily, get it out of there. I'd get me out of there. But on the road, what's the difference? Just cuts into my drinking time.
Yeah, listen, there's a lot of places to go here downtown. A lot of establishments. There's Shannon's, of course.
Careful in there, because you leave there, you drive into the back of a tow truck sometimes.
I'll make sure not to do that. There's another one. I think Plager, is that Barkley Plager's place?
Oh. Shoot, we want you to come when back. I mean,
last
these
time
places
I was
sound
there,
like you'll never be seen again.
When I was there, there was really nothing open downtown, or at least I'd walk up and they'd pretend to be closed. And there was one place that was open late, but it was really, really weird, and everybody in there looked weird, and I went in and I walked out.
They would close it if they saw you coming. So the Shoe, they'll throw the doors open and welcome him. Maybe St. Louis has probably changed a little bit since you've been down. When's the last time you were in St. Louis?
Long time ago.
Yeah, hey, Schuster, you could probably get to Roxy's or Bottoms Up or
Careful.
Pete T's Brooklyn.
Quiet.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Thanks, Shu.
All right, guys.
All right, Shu. We'll see you.
David Schuster in St. Louis. We had a bad run of phone calls right before that segment, like a really strange
shock.
And somebody said that guy that called about his wife from the Republic of Georgia called Mully and Handley with exactly the same call.
He just wants to tell his wife his world the way it was beautiful.
Who does that? Who calls multiple shows on the same station saying the same thing? What's wrong with you? What motivates that? He's not the first one.
No, he's
somebody
not.
Else. I heard this.
Nor
guy
will he
earlier.
Be the last one.
Or this guy's calling every show. What's the point?
He wants you to know he's got a beautiful wife from the Republic of Georgia.
First of all, I doubt that.
I do too. I cast that as
and
I cast
second of all,
doubt
it,
on that.
Like
right
you
away.
Say, it depends what you spent on it.
Right.
Because maybe you're just trying to sort of, after the fact, justify your mail order expenditure by feeling like you have to let everybody know. That's one of the guys from the wrestling picture, I think.
That's 3.5 spins there, too.
Yep.
That's a big one, too. Yes, look, you can listen to the guy for 4 seconds. That's what it took me to figure it's a mail order bride. Come on, there's no way on God's green earth she ever saw this guy. She's happy to be in America, even if she's with this turd.
She's married to Yakov Smirnov. What a country. I am married. I watch baseball.
It is fun to see the baseball players play the game. Look how happy they are. So happy children playing game of baseball.
And then they'll go back to weightlifting and wrestling. Wrestling. Our guy Haystacks will come back.
He'll come back any second. Come and get you, my guy, Haystacks.
Are we allowing calls from Rockford?
I don't know. It's up to you. You've drawn a zero so far today, so you just go ahead. Don't involve me in this.
Ron, you are on the score.
Yeah, you should never call Rockford.
Well, you called us. We didn't call Rockford.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Okay, is there any reason, has anybody mentioned why Kershaw's going over Greinke tonight?
I haven't looked at the numbers behind it, but I'm sure there's some reason. Or Don Mattingly's an idiot, because that's a reason, too, if you want to argue that. Because I do believe he's an idiot.
I think that while it isn't as good, I think Kershaw's numbers are pretty damn good.
Yeah, I'm not going to get mad about that.
I'm not going to get mad over that. Good God. Holy God. That's what's on your mind?
Here is Dante. He is on the score.
Hey, Dan and Terry.
Hello.
Have you guys noticed that the TBS K-Zone is just awful? It's very, very off. Have you guys noticed that? It's almost distracting.
Yes.
I almost wanted to go away.
Yes, we have noticed that because there's like a weird parallax going on with the camera positioning. I don't know why that is. It just doesn't seem to tell us anything.
No, either that or it's the most generous strike zone in the history of mankind. It's one of the two. I can't answer the question as to their technical work. I don't know. It just seems to me the strike zone, I've seen tons of games this year, and nothing has been called like this crazy as I've seen these games called.
He's Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. About a half hour, Dan Durkin is going to break down the X's and O's of the Bears and the Chiefs, and then more baseball with Len Casper at 5 on the score.
Molly
and Hanley here.
We're talking Cubs Cardinals in the NLDS.
Monday morning from 5 to 9.
That's right. Cubs Cardinals, the age old rivalry, is renewed in the postseason. This will be historic, Cubs fans.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Pork Be Inspired. Find your next idea at porkbeinspired.com. KC fan, what's up? What's cracking? You good? Have you got any weekend plans? You better just hope that your Royals have a plan to beat the Astros tonight, or they can go right ahead and plan their vacation because they just dropped Game 1 at home. And if they lose tonight, they've got Dallas Keuchel waiting for them in Game 3. I don't root for any team, but I have to admit, I do dig the Strohs. And if you're being honest, Royals fan, you do too. Because these guys look just like your guys used to. The under-the-radar, mid-major, who nobody expected anything from to start the season, and who will fight and battle and then win the wild card and get to the postseason. What I'm saying is, the 2015 Astros are the 2014 Royals. I'm Jim Rome.
Columbus Day weekend sale is going on now. Hurry in and save on sweaters, fleece, and denim for the family. And get Levi's at the lowest prices of the season. Like Levi's Mid-Rise Skinny for her, just $36.99. Or 5'11 Slim Fit for him, just $39.99. And everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Plus, take an extra 20% off. Go to Kohl's.com to download your savings fast. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Sprint presents Time Machine.
Hey, what are you doing?
It's 17 months until I can upgrade to the new iPhone 6S, and I'm building a time machine so I don't have to wait.
Oh, with Sprint, I never have to wait. I get to upgrade to the newest iPhone right away, whenever it comes out.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Man, I gotta switch to Sprint.
Why does your time machine sound like a microwave?
It's cooking my leftovers from tomorrow night.
The world's best offer on iPhone 6S. Get iPhone 6S as low as $1 a month when you trade in your iPhone 6. And with iPhone Forever, get a new iPhone every year forever.
Offer not available everywhere. Includes 21-month lease, no security deposit, excludes taxes, subject to well-qualified credit, new line port, a $36 activation fee. Requires smartphone trade-in, regular $22 a month. iPhone Forever's lease upgrade eligibility does not guarantee monthly payment amount, phone selection, or plan rates. Service is additional charge. Remaining lease payments due if service canceled. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com.
And this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions.
So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does the thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Sprint presents Lie Detector. Kyle and Audrey have been hooked up to a lie detector. Let's see who's telling the truth and who's lying.
I have iPhone Forever from Sprint, so I never have to wait to get the newest iPhone.
I don't have iPhone Forever from Sprint, so it's 15 months until I can upgrade to the new iPhone 6S. But I don't mind waiting. And I'm not jealous of your new iPhone either. Honestly, I'm not lying.
Get the fire extinguisher!
On second thought, can I just switch to Sprint?
The world's best offer on iPhone 6S. Get iPhone 6S as low as $1 a month when you trade in your iPhone 6. And with iPhone Forever, get a new iPhone every year forever.
Offer not available everywhere. Includes 21-month lease, no security deposit. Excludes taxes, subject to well-qualified credit. New line port and $36 activation fee. Requires smartphone trade-in. Regular $22 a month. iPhone Forever's lease upgrade eligibility does not guarantee monthly payment amount, phone selection, or plan rates. Services additional charge. Remaining lease payments due if service canceled. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. Call 800-790-4961. That's 800-790-4961. Again, 800-790-4961.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Now at the Home Depot, you can get 10% off appliances $396 or more. So let's do better features for fewer bucks. With savings on brands like LG, KitchenAid, and Samsung, you can cook smarter, rinse cleaner, spin faster, and chill sooner. Let's do this with 10% off appliances $396 or more. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 28th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051.
670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Just the other day when we were out at Boys of Boise, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, we had the occasion to meet my brother Bob. Who I haven't seen in years.
Yeah, it was great to see your brother Bob.
My brother Bob was there, and today my brother Bill just stopped by.
He looks good.
Yeah.
Since the series of surgeries.
Yeah, he does. He does. He, boy, I got family members like you wouldn't believe.
See, they didn't really warn us here. I had no idea that Kenwood Liquors in Homer Glen on Fridays apparently turns into a party.
It is a party.
The entire area behind us is sampling stations.
Yep.
They've got beers and booze and everything, and that's why they had to kick out. There was a kid earlier.
Vines? They've got vines?
Before the show started, there was a young man who came in, and this guy bum-rushed him out. Said, you got to be 21 to be in the store.
And that's my guy,
And he hustled him out of here.
He was
real
my bodyguard.
Like,
and took him on shot.
Now I understand why. See, and we've got our special friend, Becky, back here.
I do.
Yeah.
She's
the friend to make, because she's the one with all the whiskeys.
I don't know anything about that.
I'm not saying
anyway,
you would.
Anyway, my brother Bill is still in line here. I'm sure he'll be back. Ooh, boy, it's been a rough week for my family.
You know, your brother Bob was a trip, though.
Brother
Bob. That guy was great. Now, Bill, I haven't really been able to spend a whole lot of time with, but this has really been a menagerie of humankind.
That's pretty much devoid of any human thought.
It's quite special all after. And it's only going to get better now that they're pouring. Not foreign, pouring.
I love this place.
Evan is calling from Great Lakes. He is on the score.
Hello, boys. How are you?
Okay.
Good. Bernsey, I read the Bernstein brief today.
Yes.
And couldn't agree with you more. If these guys are the most fun Cup team I've ever seen. And, like, if you can't enjoy it, if you're worried about goats and all that crap, you know, what's the point of even watching them? They're so much fun. Like, the worst part of this Cup season is win or lose, it's going to end. And I'm just going to miss them.
They'll be back next year. This entire cast pretty much is going to be back. That's the other component there,
with
Evan,
a few additions, I believe.
Is that there will be some new faces, but you know this core now. Is settle in. Settle in. Get used to it. And they set the tone. The point of what I wrote was, if you're a slave to stupid history and that in any way mitigates your ability to enjoy this, there's something wrong with you. That they don't care about it. It's not about you. It's not about your pain. It's not about your suffering. It's not about, oh, I don't know, I have so much fear because of what I've been through. It doesn't matter. Then just stop. Because if this hasn't been your dividing point, if this hasn't been your reset, on just to appreciate the day, do what they do. Take their lead. Listen to Joe Madden.
And we will only listen to your fear if it involves being caught in an elephant stampede. Any irrational fear of the Cubs or anything else, we'll have nothing with.
Well, and most of these players are born in the early 90s. You know, your caller yesterday, Craig, who had a brother, Greg, he just called. He was very mad at Terry because you guys were making fun of him for having a brother named Greg and then sisters, I think, named Sherry and Shelly.
And Stinky.
And Stinky,
and Miley.
He's mad at Terry because Terry keeps talking about his brothers named Bill and Bob.
Well, you know what? I should apologize to you for that. It's pretty simplistic, and I can't figure it out.
So you can't make fun of Greg and Craig when you have Bill and Bob as your brothers.
I had not. It was nice of Bill to come by. I hadn't met him before.
You hadn't met who? Bob?
No, Bob, we just met.
You just met Bob.
And I hadn't met Bill either, but it was good to see him.
And then your brothers, Dan, because you're Dan, and you have brothers named Daniel and Danny. Now, that's really weird.
Don't forget Stan.
And Stan. So Stan, Dan, Danny, and Daniel.
Yeah, Stan's incarcerated, though.
Oh, working out a lot?
Yeah, he looks great.
that's better off stand by your man.
He's absolutely diesel right now. Yep.
Stand by your man.
That's where he is.
Idiot.
Is there free whiskey by you too, Maddie?
No, that's orange juice.
Okay.
Yeah. No, not yet. I'm going to start drinking at 5.
Maddie, you should come out and say hi to Becky. Place.
Cubs pregame.
This place.
That's our friend.
Cubs pregame. We're going to start drinking here.
Oh.
We have a drinking game we do here in the studio.
What is it?
Every minute you take a drink.
I love that.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's really fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How drunk would you be if you answered phone calls every time they said Dan was an ass wipe?
Oh, my God. I'd be cross-eyed by two.
I'm not saying he's wrong.
Oh, Terry, if every time someone walked in the studio and said that, I'd be drunk by 1:30.
Because usually you're the person saying
yes.
it.
Yes, just say it to myself right, and I
well,
drink.
Still counts.
An email from Rudy. He's already out today.
Been waiting for it.
It's been such a damn long time since the Cubs have been in the playoffs that I forgot about these game day Cub playoff calls. I'm seeing the scene from Training Day in my head, except Denzel Washington is screaming, Bears Monday callers ain't got nothing on me. Holy hell, if the Cubs-Cards game is the early game Monday and the warm weather holds, that is going to be a thing.
It is supposed to be, yeah, and it is an early day game.
It's
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock start, right?
Yep. So then we'll be out, by the way, at Wrigley Field.
Oh, yes,
we're not
we
missing
will.
A trick this show, or any show on the score. Everybody's out,
and we are going to be. I want to make sure that I get the name of it.
Yeah,
right.
We're
going to be at the DraftKings Fantasy Sports
that's
Zone.
That's what it is. Yeah,
at Addison. And Sheffield, it is attached to Wrigley Field.
Yeah, Addison and Russell.
No,
that's
Draft
not it, is
Kings
it?
Fantasy Sports Zone.
We will be in there.
It sports a new look, but continues to serve fans' favorite foods and beverages, including new drink specials and traditional favorites. That's
I like traditional
where we're gonna be.
Favorites.
Hey, what's going on with the Bears?
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Pick up a free Chicago Bears fathead inside your Sunday Chicago Tribune at Jewel Osco. Hello, I'm Zach Zidman. Here's the latest from Halas Hall.
Jay Cutler, hamstring, limited participation, questionable. Jimmy Clausen, limited participation, back, questionable. Eddie Royal, ankle, did not participate, questionable. Alshon Jeffrey, hamstring, did not participate, questionable. Kyle Long, back and ankle, limited, questionable. Patrick Omame, ankle, did not participate, questionable. Jeremiah Ratliff, ankle, limited, questionable. Will Sutton, elbow, limited, questionable. Shea McClellan, elbow, limited, questionable. Pernell McPhee, did not participate, questionable. That's a shoulder. Alan Ball, groin, limited, questionable. Sheridan McManus, hamstring, limited, questionable. Pat O'Donnell, knee, limited.
The injury report, the big storyline for John Fox's Bears heading into Kansas City. Jermon Bushrod out, Antrell Roll doubtful, but 13 players are questionable, including Cutler, Jeffrey, Royal, and McPhee, some of the biggest names on the team.
We'll take everybody with us on the trip, continue to treat them, evaluate them, and yeah, that goes.
This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard Update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. John Lester had an ERA of 2.59 against the Cardinals this season. He'll be on the mound tonight when the Cubs face St. Louis in Game 1 of the NLDS. Lester will face former teammate and close friend John Lackey. Cubs made just one change to the postseason roster, adding pitcher Jason Hamill and removing pinch runner Quinton Berry. Cubs have also updated their original lineup for tonight. Kyle Schwarber will be in right field, Chris Coughlin in left. First pitch tonight at 5:45. Three other games going on today in postseason play. Texas leading Toronto 6-4 on the top of the 14th. Delino DeShields scored on a Mike Napoli single in Toronto. Texas leads the series 1-0. Houston currently leading Kansas City 4-2 in the fifth. Mets and Dodgers had the late game tonight. Jacob deGrom and Clayton Kershaw will pitch in the nightcap. As you just heard Zach say, Bears held their last practice today before heading to Kansas City to face the Chiefs on Sunday. 13 players listed as questionable for the game. They include Alshon Jeffrey, Eddie Royal, Pernell McPhee, Kyle Long, Jeremiah Ratliff, Alan Ball, and Jay Cutler. Antrell Roll is doubtful. Jermon Bushrod will not play. And the Blackhawks play their first road game of the season tonight in Brooklyn against the Islanders. Corey Crawford in the net. Viktor Tikhonov is in the lineup for tonight. It'll be his first time in an NHL game since 2009. The Scoreboard Update is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you at newmailmedical.com. And don't miss Josh Liss and Marathon Experts broadcasting live Sunday from the finish line at the 2015 Bank of America Chicago Marathon. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thank you, Julie. I had a feeling that the drinking stations that are now available at Kenwood Liquors would be a problem. Oh, there he is. Oh, hi.
How's it going? You making friends back there?
No, I was not at the liquor station. I swear to God, never left the table.
Who are you crapping?
Did it?
Who are you crapping?
Well, maybe.
Ryan
well,
is
I do.
In
I just Highland, go ahead and say hello.
And he's on the score. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Love your show.
Love your suit.
I'm calling in about, I hate to criticize Madden, not even criticize, but second guess him. But my question is David Ross really necessary in the playoffs at this point for Lester?
And no, I'm with you.
We're giving up two slots in the batting order, basically 8 and 9.
Yep.
You're not going to get any run production down there, and you're not going to get any RBIs down there. And does David Ross come out when a reliever comes in? I haven't been able – I don't know the answer to that question.
Yeah, he certainly can. Ryan, I'm with you. I don't – I know they love David Ross. They love him as a teammate. They love him in the clubhouse. And maybe there's some value there. But to have him out there in a playoff game –
We've talked about this all season, yeah.
I don't like it. I'd rather have a better player in a game this important. I would.
And by the way, still hung over yesterday.
Who? He was?
Oh, yeah.
Well, why not if you're him?
Well, he was, don't let it be said just the kids are partying.
Well, your snapback time when you get to be 40 isn't what it is when you're 22.
Farty.
Well, that's how they say it in St. Louis. That's one of the weirdest accents, some of the weirdest quirks of regional accent. They do say highway farty far. I said, did I hear you right?
What?
Is that
say
really,
what?
Is that really how you say that name of that? Yeah, Highway Farty Fire.
Anyway, we've talked about Ross. You brought it up like the first week of the season. I think you didn't like him already. So,
I like him.
Shouldn't $155 million shouldn't come with a blankie. Montero could catch anybody, couldn't he? Wouldn't you be satisfied with that guy catching you?
Yeah, you're a better team with him catching you. You're more likely to win with him catching you.
That's what I would think, but that's just me. I'm just an outside observer.
Dan Durkin is going to break down everything you need to know Bears and the Chiefs next on The Score.
The Bears are 1-3 to start the season. Do you think they can make it 2 in a row when they take on the Chiefs? We're coming right up to game time, so keep it here, Bears fans, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for...
Sprint presents Lie Detector. Kyle and Audrey have been hooked up to a lie detector. Let's see who's telling the truth and who's lying.
I have iPhone Forever from Sprint, so I never have to wait to get the newest iPhone.
I don't have iPhone Forever from Sprint, so it's 15 months until I can upgrade to the new iPhone 6S. But I don't mind waiting. And I'm not jealous of your new iPhone either. Honestly, I'm not lying.
Get the fire extinguisher!
On second thought, can I just switch to Sprint?
The world's best offer on iPhone 6S. Get iPhone 6S as low as $1 a month when you trade in your iPhone 6. And with iPhone Forever, get a new iPhone every year forever.
Offer not available everywhere. Includes 21-month lease, no security deposit. Excludes taxes, subject to well-qualified credit. New line port and $36 activation fee. Requires smartphone trade-in. Regular $22 a month. iPhone Forever's lease upgrade eligibility does not guarantee monthly payment amount, phone selection, or plan rates. Service is additional charge. Remaining lease payments due if service canceled. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com.
Hey there, fantasy football friends. It's Matt Abaticola for FanDuel. How did your week 4 treat you? Me? Not so good. I finished 39th place in my private league. I went heavy on the Packers, and they only put up 17 points. And if you're not playing FanDuel yet, hey, what are you waiting for? See, FanDuel is the leader in one-week fantasy football, and this season they're expecting to pay out $2 billion. If you don't play, you can't win any of that money. See, building a team is super easy. FanDuel uses a salary cap format, and entry fees start at just $1, so anyone can really play. And you also have a chance to see if you can beat me in fantasy football, which I doubt, really. Just go to FanDuel.com/ABBA, that's ABBA, and join my league. Now, the entry fee is only $5, and once you're in, let me know on Twitter. Hit me up, Matt Abaticola. Last week, Bear Down 109, he won my league with Devontae Freeman and Vincent Jackson leading the way. In week 3, a FanDuel player named Ben, right here from Illinois, he turned $5 into $10,000 during his first month on FanDuel. So I ask, why can't that be you? Go to FanDuel.com and click the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and use my code ABBA, A-B-B-A, and sign up right now. They have a special offer for new users. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it with up to $200 that gets earned as you play. Now, this amazing offer is only good for the first 50 people that use my code ABBA. So sign up right now. Don't wait. Otherwise, you'll miss out. FanDuel.com, where every day has a new season. That's FanDuel.com. FanDuel.com.
It's going to be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns, and the throwdowns. Ground and pound and pass happy. Prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Calm.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Families. Bills all year long. Hi, I'm Scott Yassim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
CBS Tuesdays.
You're not going to believe this.
NCIS is now the most watched drama in the world.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Only one show rules with viewers.
Nice.
And only one agent.
Special Agent Kipps.
Makes the rules.
Rule 38. Your case, your lead.
I think I'm going to like this.
Rule number 8. Never take anything for granted.
See for yourself why NCIS rules.
That's quite a coincidence.
Rule number 39, no such thing as a coincidence.
NCIS, CBS Tuesdays.
And you can Wheeler Magazine's 2015 Four-Wheeler of the Year. So you can push even farther into uncharted and unmapped territory. The most awarded SUV lineup ever just got more legendary. You have 1 week to deal, so get to the Jeep Celebration event today. Get 0% APR financing for 75 months or $3,500 total cash allowance on 2015 Jeep Cherokee models now during 1 week to deal. The Jeep SUV lineup has received more awards in its lifetime than any other SUV.
CBS Monday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yeah!
That's big.
Paradigm-shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody!
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Monday, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
And listen to ebonythescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Hug it, chug it, football!
Dan Durkin.
The best human talent there is.
Breaking down the X's and O's.
It's like holding Jell-O, it's a tough job.
Dan Durkin.
That's exactly what you hope to hear.
Dan Durkin with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
This time Fridays, we always check in with our guy.
You read his work at 670thescore.com, where he breaks it down for you in fine detail. He is on Twitter at DJ Durkin, and he is now with us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Well, Dan Durkin, I ask you this. The biggest opportunity for the Bears schematically, the biggest danger for the Bears schematically this week?
Yeah, I think the best opportunity for the Bears this week is going to be attacking that Chiefs secondary. They're the only secondary in the league to have allowed more passing touchdowns than the Bears. They've allowed 11. Granted, a lot of that had to do with the fact that they were without their top cover corner, Sean Smith, for the first three games of the season. They got him back last week, but you know, the Bengals were still able to move the ball fairly well through the air, even with him in the game. But I think that there's going to definitely be some opportunities for the Bears to spread this team out, test their depth a little bit, you know, get their nickel corner in and get their dime corner in there, and then attack them from the slot, because that's where they've been very vulnerable, because you're talking about, you know, guys like Ron Parker and Tyvon Branch having to defend quicker receivers, which they just really haven't done that good of a job with, frankly, this year. And then on the flip side of that, the biggest concern that I have for the Bears this week is the reshuffled offensive line going up against what I consider to be a fairly solid defensive front in Kansas City, and it all kind of starts in the middle for me when you talk about a guy like Jonas Grassu potentially making his first NFL start against somebody like Dontari Poe. And then on the edge, you have, you know, so that means a guard's going to have to help. And then you have, you know, Justin Houston on one side and Tom Bahali on the other. So definitely some concerns considering the health of the Bears' offensive line right now heading into a very difficult front in Kansas City.
And the other concern that you can't really break down for us is who the hell's going to play. I mean,
right.
I that's the other puzzle for me. I'm not sure which guy we're going to see out there doing what, Dan.
No, I totally agree. I mean, you know Bushrod's not going to be there, so Leno will be there again at left tackle, so he'll get Holly. But then you have Kyle Long matched up against Justin Houston. So I think that if they're going to slide protection, it's probably going to be to the left. I think that the Bears are going to trust Kyle to win on an island against Justin Houston, as crazy as that sounds. But you're going to need to protect in other ways, especially when you have, you know, a potential rookie going up against one of the better, definitely one of the most athletic nose tackles in the league in Dontari Poe, a guy who can beat you with quickness in between the gap, but he can also just, you know, stack a blocker as well and push him back into the quarterback. So, you know, that makes your guards have to stay in, and that kind of changes some of your protections and your ability to get to the second level. So I do agree that the shuffling is kind of a bad week for it, because the defensive line is definitely the plus in the Kansas City roster.
So how about the matchup with Travis Kelce, who is really kind of baby Gronk in the way that he's being used and the damage that he's done? Do you assign the same guy to him, or do you just make sure that whatever the coverage responsibility is keenly aware of his split, his motion, and all that?
Yeah, he is just a really, you know, a really difficult matchup for just about anybody out there. And I think that what the Bears are going to do is probably, you know, line up, have somebody manned up against him. But that's another area of concern when you talk about the possibility of having Adrian Amos and Harold Jones-Corte playing safety for you again this weekend. One of the things that I've really liked watching the Chiefs, while I think their offense is somewhat gimmicky in some ways, I'm not completely impressed with their ability to just kind of like line up and beat you in certain ways. But they have three excellent playmakers, Jamaal Charles, Travis Kelce, who we're talking about, and Jeremy Maclin. But what I like about how they use Travis Kelce is he gets open later in downs. And what I mean by that is they'll use him as the end man on line of scrimmage, but he'll kind of sucker in a defensive end to think that he's blocking, and then he'll, you know, go up to the second level and feign that he's going to block at a linebacker. And he basically pinches them in a little bit, and then they use really delayed crossing routes with him. So he's able to kind of get underneath the void of a zone or find a way in between two men in a man's coverage situation, and he just finds holes within the defense. But the limitation to that is Alex Smith, still to this point in his career, he's a half field reader. And what I mean by that is he really doesn't scan the entire field when he's back there dropping back. I think that he's a very average quarterback, he's a very limited quarterback, but he functions well in Andy Reid's system in terms of, you know, kind of cutting it down, getting guys open on one side of the field. And a lot of those route combinations, they do a lot of three level stretches, and the stretch from the intermediate level is typically Kelce coming from the opposite side of the formation. So there's definitely easy ways for him to get lost in those situations. But I think the Bears have played a ton of man coverage. I don't think they're going to deviate it from this week. Just got to hope for the best and make sure that guys are definitely not getting their eyes caught in the backfield, because they use a lot of play action and they use a lot of screens. So a very interesting matchup this week as far as how they're going to defend him and Jeremy Maclin.
Well, that's a timing issue then. If they're relying on long drag routes and waiting for him to emerge from the trash, then just go sit on the quarterback's head. I mean, there's an easy way around that. I mean, it sounds just sort of too easy, but any coach will tell you if the most important aspect of the development of those plays is time, just don't give him the damn time.
Yeah, absolutely. They use a lot of shotgun on those plays. They use a lot of play action on those as well. Definitely the one thing that I noticed as far as how they're able to push the ball a little bit deeper down the field is off of play action, just because Alex Smith really can't drive the ball naturally down the field with his arm. He's got limited arm strength. But I do agree with you that it comes down to disrupting the timing of his drop back, getting him off his launch point. And the Bears have done that the last couple weeks. You've seen them push through some offensive lines in back-to-back weeks. I'm not overly impressed with what I've seen from the Chiefs' offensive line. I do think that there will be opportunities for guys like Pernell McPhee to make his way into the backfield, but completely agree to you, this game to me really boils down to who protects the passer best, because I think both of these secondaries are very vulnerable, both the Bears and the Chiefs. I just think with the Bears' banged-up offensive line, I'm a little concerned about their ability to keep Cutler clean, but on the opposite side, there definitely will be opportunities to make Alex Smith either throw a ball a little bit earlier than he anticipated or make him throw a ball into harm's way.
Can we go? Can we stay with Alex Smith for a second? Because listening to your scouting report on him, I don't recall things. I don't remember what happened yesterday, Dan. But what the hell? How this guy was? He's the number one player in the draft. And what you see him? Didn't others see that when he came out of school, or was it just a year where you go, "Oh hell, I'll take a quarterback because we need one"?
Yeah, that when you go back to that, just that missed evaluation by the 49ers is just, you know, you could have had Aaron Rodgers there. I mean, the Bears would be a different team had they made that pick. I mean, there's just so many other things. It's fun to kind of think about that scenario if they were to redo that draft. But he was a system guy. He's an Urban Meyer guy at Utah. I think what people liked about him was his ability to make plays both with his feet, and he had, you know, he showed decent arm strength back then, but he wasn't much of an anticipatory thrower. And like that's so essential in the NFL. He's kind of a programmed guy. He's looking for one half of the field with a specific read, be it a high low or, you know, just like some sort of simple thing. Like, I'm looking at the corner on this play, or I'm looking at the boundary safety on this play. And that stuff doesn't translate to the NFL. There's other things that need to be taken into consideration. I think people sometimes get swept up into the numbers and the productivity and the fact that, you know, he was so productive at Utah. But again, you see him in the NFL, you've seen him struggle, you know what his apex is, and it's really not that high. He's an average NFL starter. He will give you some productive games, but there are certain limitations to his game which show up every time I watch him on film.
You mentioned that they're vulnerable in the slot, and we assume, as you said, smaller, quicker. But how about bigger, stronger, and Martellus Bennett taking advantage of some of those difficulties?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I wrote a piece for, you know, for 670 The Score in CBS Chicago this week, just kind of detailing how Marty's become the go-to guy for the Bears in Alshon's absence. I mean, I think that it was really interesting to see how Adam Gase took information from the Raiders very quickly and figured out how he could scheme, you know, a little, like, just leverage route, basically a stick route for Marty to get that fourth down conversion to keep the drive alive last week. But absolutely, I mean, Marty is another guy like Travis Kelce that very difficult to match up. Number one, he's bigger than you. He's a much better athlete than people give him credit for. He's got great feet. So I think that you could go quicker and you can go bigger there, just because when you start thinking about how teams defend, they typically put their premium cornerbacks out on the perimeter. You know, it basically, as you get closer to the line of scrimmage, you're dealing with, you know, safeties and linebackers at that point. So I think that getting you know, a matchup against a potential linebacker, as the Bears did last week against the Raiders on that fourth and five, or getting a matchup as a safety, is definitely a situation that benefits the Bears. If Alshon is able to play, now Marty's going to see even less help over the top. So I think that getting that combination back in the field is going to be very interesting for me to see how Adam Gase plays off those two, just because if you split them on formations, now all of a sudden you're kind of stretching out how they can defend with safeties. But absolutely, I completely expect Marty to be probably either the most targeted or the second targeted receiver this week.
From an X's and O's standpoint, what did you take away from the win over the Raiders? Because there's always a debate about, well, what did you really get? You beat a so-so team, but you had to come from behind to do it. Or did the Bears do something that impressed you? Did the Bears do something that you say, yeah, you know what, you can keep that. You can translate that in against all teams, what you saw the Bears do.
I thought that their defensive game plan to take Amari Cooper out of the game was pretty interesting. I mean, I certainly didn't think that the Bears' best cover cornerback was Tracy Porter heading into that game.
I didn't either.
And then no, I don't think anybody did. And then all of a sudden, you see Vic Fangio letting him follow him around the field. And, I mean, you take away the touchdown, which is actually out of the slot against Sherrick McManus. He held him to 3 catches for 23 yards and shut him out in the second half of that game. So I think you kind of expose now something new about Amari Cooper's game for the rest of the league. Play him a little bit more physically, challenge his release off the line of scrimmage, and you saw Bill Musgrave's counter to that was they started throwing a lot of those now routes and those screens just to basically try and get him the ball into his hands as quick as they could from bunched sets. So they were trying to make sure that he wasn't getting pressed because he wasn't getting into his routes as quickly as he used to. So I definitely like that blueprint. I was just surprised that the person that they chose was Tracy Porter. Now, where I think this benefits the Bears is if you do get a healthy Allen Ball back into the mix, now all of a sudden your nickel package looks much better with, you know, Kyle Fuller, Allen Ball, and Tracy Porter out there, because a guy to me who's, you know, definitely been playing out of position is Sherrick McManus. He's a guy who's a special teamer that teams have kind of targeted out of that slot position and had a lot of success. I think coming into last week's game, there were no incomplete passes that were targeted in his direction. I think he had one last week. So this year, every pass but one that's been targeted towards Sherrick McManus has been completed, so obviously you need to find a better solution. I think the Bears did find one with Tracy Porter.
Sure looked like it, and it looked like that even though I was worried about him continually undercutting some of those routes, that he had an awareness of safety help and knew that it was a calculated risk. I'm not sure if that's going to be him all year, because you can't make a living trying to jump routes all year.
No, I completely agree. And they did do a lot of two-man to what you're talking about. Is he was able to play a little bit riskier knowing that he had some safety help over the top. But, yeah, I do agree that maybe he's trusting a younger quarterback to lead him to the ball. You know, Derek Carr does have a tendency to look early at his primary target. So I think that maybe that's a veteran going up against a guy who still needs to learn how to look off cornerbacks and look off safeties and you know, look to the opposite side of the field and then come back to his primary target. But do agree with you that you can't make a living off that. You know, somebody like, I think about Randall Cobb or something like that, just like a quick little double move, and all of a sudden he's down the field and down the sideline. But it was nice to see the Bears cornerbacks playing a bit more aggressively, which is something that you frankly didn't see over the first 2 to 2.5 weeks of the season. They were, you know, they didn't show a lot of instinct when the ball was in the air. But I thought Tracy Porter and Pernell McPhee had really excellent games when you actually go back and watch the film last week.
That's what I wanted to ask you about my guy Violet, because
he,
you know,
play,
I just
man.
Never am sure, Dan, when it's just something because the team is bad or that whatever. But, I mean, for 2 weeks in a row now, he's done different things that have helped the Bears. And, I mean, is that – I don't know if that's what we're going to see every week, but he's getting closer than the guy we saw the first couple weeks anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd actually go back a week further, too. I thought he played pretty well against the Cardinals as well. He was very good against the run, as he's been all year. He did move Carson Palmer. He missed a sack, which extended a play. That would have been, obviously, a huge play, because I think that the Cardinals scored two plays after that. But, no, he's been exactly what you hope for in a day one free agent. Incredibly violent edge setter, and he's able to crash down when runs go away from him. And then you've seen him able to rush from multiple techniques and multiple positions across the defensive line effectively. He's comfortable rushing from a three-point stance and a two-point stance. He can beat you with speed. He can beat you with power. So the thing I like about him, too, is the way that he plays leverage. He really uses his hands very well to keep his pads clean, and then he's quick enough to take an inside lane against guys. So very impressed with what I'm seeing him so far. And that was the question about him, is would he excel with more snaps in a new system? And I think early on the answer to that question is yes.
Love your content, Dan Durkin,
yeah,
as always.
Absolutely.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too,
you
my friend.
You too. So from football to baseball, Len Casper is next on the Boers and Bernstein Show on The Score.
Hey, guys, real quick, before we go to break, I wanted to say this is the last time for me sitting on you all's board, and I wanted to say that it's been a blast over the past 4 or 5 years, and I thank you all. I thank Mitch.
Oh, yeah.
This show is the reason why I wanted to even work at the station, and I appreciate you all, especially Maddie and Jason.
Thanks, Ethan.
Ethan,
best of luck.
We appreciate your efforts as well, my friend. And
thanks
whatever
for all
you're
your
doing,
hard work.
Best of luck. You know that.
Cub fans, the Cubs and Cardinals are facing off in the NLDS. We live for moments like this, so trust us for the best coverage of this historic Chicago sports event on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Cubs playoff.
Hey, this is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Here are some inside tips for picking your Week 5 fantasy lineup. With things starting to tighten up, you have to be creative if you want to win. Think about matchups when picking that defense. The Falcons and the Panthers caused turnovers like crazy this past Sunday. A defense can make or break your week. This week, how about the undervalued Giants defense going against the struggling 49ers offense? Need a sleeper in the running backs? Deion Lewis, is he even a sleeper anymore? Pick him up. Man, week in and week out he produces. He's fumbled a couple times, but Bill Belichick keeps trusting him. That's a good sign. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now, use the code LOCAL, and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
LE.com.
Tonight, the MLB National League Division Series is on TBS. Catch all of the action as the best teams in the NL fight for the right to move on and claim the pennant. Your home for the MLB National League Division Series is...
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not... Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does the thing and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Tailgating is tradition in Chicago. Score a touchdown with America's number one Bloody Mary mix, Mr. and Mrs. T. Available at Ultra Foods and Strack and Van Til. Make the pregame party easy. Just pour, stir, and enjoy. Every bottle is made with only premium ingredients for a legendary made-from-scratch taste in every drink. A lineup including original, bold, and spicy, and horseradish makes Mr. and Mrs. T. Bloody Marys perfect for any occasion. Make it a winning season. Pick up Mr. and Mrs. T., the official Bloody Mary of the Chicago Bears today at Ultra Foods and Strachan Van Til.
Your share of $2 billion? It's simple. You go to FanDuel.com, and you'll get your free account there. You pick your team for a week, and all you have to do is stay under the salary cap. You collect your winnings after Monday night's game. It's that easy. No season-long commitments, and you only play when you want. And get this. The league started just $1. Right now, FanDuel is giving you a bonus of up to $200 that gets earned as you play. That's right. FanDuel will match your deposit of up to
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told